Mr. Chairperson. Article 12 on mutual legal assistance is still largely focused on criminal investigations and proceedings which resemble those adopted in such treaties as the Convention on Transnational Organized Crime or Against Corruption. However, the second revised draft, like the first revised draft, maintains a strong focus on civil liability, with a too greatly reduced role for criminal liability for business enterprises. There is an internal inconsistency of approach that needs to be addressed. To improve the internal consistency of the proposed treaty, it will be important to amend and adapt the provisions of mutual legal assistance also to civil cases. In Article 14.5b, it will be better to clarify that the impact assessments to be carried out to ensure the compatibility of other agreements with the present legally binding instrument should be conducted prior to concluding such agreements and whenever necessary during the time the agreement is in force. Such assessment should evaluate and address any foreseeable effects of such agreements on the enjoyment of human rights and be undertaken through full and public consultation with all stakeholders. This recommendation is taken from the guidelines on human rights impact assessments of trade and investment agreements prepared by the former Special Rapporteur on the Right to Food and presented to the Human Rights Council in 2011. This working group should give serious consideration to the option of including a new subparagraph under Article 14.5c regarding the obligation of states to integrate binding and enforceable human rights, environment, and labor clauses in the trade and investment agreements. Moreover, Article 14.5 should require the inclusion of investors' human rights obligations in trade and investment agreements. Thank you, Mr. Chair.